we still find that there are a number of persons who do not, first of all, know where to go to be registered. We try to advertise the registration venues in the newspapers. That's not always possible, but certainly in each constituency, we have them posted. And we also have them online on the government website on our page. And persons somehow complain, I don't know where to go. I think that is maybe one of our major hindrances to persons getting registered as speedily as they ought to. There is also the issue of what are the documents that a person has to bring along to be registered, and persons tend to show up without them or bringing photocopies of those documents. We need to see original copies of a document. There seems to still be in some quarters the perception that because there is that 15-day period after the elections have been announced whereby persons can register or transfer their registration, that persons become very complacent and they don't bother until that period. And what we are trying to do is to prevent an onslaught of registrations and transfers at that period. That probably is something which is unavoidable, but which from the perspective of the electoral office, we would like to see persons come and be registered once they qualify.